All right, thank you very much, guys. Well, two pretty impressive paddlers in this event sitting here. We have Bruce Barton, who was in the C4 canoe, and Steve Lajoie, who won the C1 Pro. Let's start with Bruce. Bruce, first of all, well, how do you like the four-person canoes?
Well, that's a lot of fun. It's I get to go in there with my family, and it's a little different, but it's a lot of fun.
It's almost like an all-star team in there. You've got Tim Trebold, Bruce Barton, Roxanne Barton, and Matt Meersman from Indiana. You know, you get some great paddlers.
Yeah, both of us are getting a little old, but Matt's still pretty young, and he carried us today.
Well, you know, I thought it was interesting. Before I tell you, you know, your time is 7 hours, 22 minutes, and 23 seconds. Did you guys have an idea of where you wanted to be?
No, I didn't really know what the time would be. If the water's been so up and down the last couple of weeks here, I knew it wouldn't be real low. It was a nice level today.
So with the four-person canoe, you're saying you guys are getting a little older. It just makes it easier because there's more help and there's, like you said, more fun?
Yeah, it's more help, and it's you have four people in there, so there's a lot of it is the timing and the teamwork. So as we get older, we're still good at that, maybe not as powerful, but we can still do that.
Any disagreements in there? Take this line, don't take that line. Now you have four opinions.
We didn't have any problems today. I told us to go the wrong way a few times, but they didn't get too mad.
Now, Steve Lajoie, you know, an unbelievable paddler in his own right from Quebec, and Steve has won the two-person pro with Andy Trebold six times now, and he's in the C1 Pro this year. And I heard when you came off at the top, you said to Bruce and some of the other paddlers on his team, sorry about that. What was...
Well, also because I was able to follow them a little bit, and sometimes it's, you know, you have always somebody on your wave. It makes it sometimes not as fun. So sometimes I had a better line, so I passed them. But you know, they were real way faster than me. But I could stay as good. I could stay with them. So it was just some friends, you know. So make sure that nothing was bad.
Now you won the C1 Pro. And let's look at your time here. Your time is 7 hours, 38 minutes, and 53 seconds. Matt's drive came in second behind you, 7 hours, 43 minutes, and 26 seconds. You feel like not only was the river good, and did you have a good race?
Yeah, I felt good all the way. Matt's a real good paddler. We were together until Atego. So, I mean, yeah, he's a good competitor. It was a tough day. But happy it's done and everything went well.
Well, you've got another win under your belt. When it's this hot, some paddlers like it, some don't. How do you feel about when the sun is beating on you all day?
I don't mind the heat too much. Actually, I like it. But, I mean, this year, obviously, we didn't have a good spring, so it was maybe a little harder because we're not used to sun and heat. But just make sure you drink a lot, and that's what I did. I had a good pit crew. So nothing went wrong is good.
Now, Steve has paddled with Andy the last number of years, as you know. And we were talking before we went on, Mike, with Bruce as well, that sometimes just like to change it up and all. Now, Steve and Andy are going to be doing the Michigan race and the Classique together, and they changed it up for the Clinton. Bruce, why do paddlers change up their partners so much?
Oh, it's hard when you paddle with the same guy all the time. You know, he does one little thing that bothers you, and that kind of wears on you after a number of years. And so it's good to paddle with some different guys, and then maybe you appreciate your partner a little more. I think Steve and Andy have been a team for a long time. There hasn't been many teams that have survived as long as they have with a number of wins that they have.
I seem to remember one from days gone, one with a guy named Bruce Barton and Tim Trebold. That was a pretty good team.
Yeah, it was good, and I've raced every year with Tim since 1978, so we got a long time of racing together.
That's awesome. How did it feel for you out there today in terms of conditions?
Oh, it was good. You know, the water was a nice level, and we had a good lead in the C4, so we could just do our own thing, and felt good, though. A little tired at the end, but pretty good.
Well, I want to congratulate you and the rest of your team. And, of course, last year, Bruce Barton into the Regatta Hall of Fame. Steve, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And, you know, you're invited to come and chat with us anytime. And great job today because that was a tough field in the C1 Pro this year.
Oh, yes. It was a tough field, and I'm glad did well. I was expecting a good day, so, yeah, and it's always fun to talk with you, too. So, thank you.
Congratulations to both Bruce and Steve, and thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us. Nice to have a cold water.
Yes, we get in the cold water. Guys, thank you so much.